I'd like to say it's good to be here tonight and thankful to be back home and thankful to be back with our church. And I told Lexi, I said, it's been a while since we've been here, and definitely have the church on our heart. And even though we've been traveling, our hearts are here. You know, we love our people and our burdens that we have and having the good news. And I got a little scripture here to read, and it's in Ecclesiastes, and it's chapter 12, verse 7. It says, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. All is vanity. And I preached on that this weekend, and I looked up that word vanity of vanities, and it means fleeting or a vapor. And it's talking about our lives. They're just a vapor in the wind. And you don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know what the next moment may hold. But whatever it is, do it for the Lord. You know, this is just dirt. This body you see, the things that we have, all of it's just dirt. It doesn't matter. But what's inside matters the most. And if God's calling you to do something, you need to do it, and you need to do it right now. So remember that as we go throughout the service. If you got something on your heart, don't take it home with you, because you may never get the opportunity. So if you bow your heads, we'll pray real quick. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to come to your house once again, Father. And we just ask that as we come here, Lord, that we might be able to worship you in spirit and truth, Father. That we might be able to do something for you tonight, Lord, that might glorify you. Lord, help us as we sing and preach and pray, Lord, that we do it in your name, Lord, not in ours, but yours. Father, watch over these burdens that we have here, Lord, those that are needing to get saved and are asking questions, Lord, help them to ask the questions, help us to have the right answers for them, Father. Help those that are here that have been saved, and Lord, that need to get back into a spot where they can be used, Lord. Help them to come to the altar and get into a spot where they can be used, Father. We thank you for all these things. In your name we pray. Amen.
Lord, to the road, and a paper not free. bottom of 376.
Jesus, I rise above.
We're glad to be here tonight. Glad to be in church on a Wednesday night. Glad for the day God's given us and for the opportunity to gather once more. I'm glad my name is written there. It's a peculiar thing to look at the world and say that I know my name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm glad tonight that I didn't do anything. I didn't write it down myself. There was nothing good that I could have done, but God wrote my name. God did it. I'm glad of that tonight. I thought as they sang that song, a man said one time, he said, "When I look to myself, how can I be saved? But when I look to God, how can I not be?" I'm glad for the God that we serve tonight. I'm honored to be here. We'll ask everybody at this time that's seated to stand. We wonder if anybody'd have an unspoken prayer request. Surely remember all those hands. Anyone with a spoken prayer request tonight? Roger. Remember our pastor. Absolutely remember that. What else? Nobody else has anything? We'll ask Levi to lead us in prayer. At this time, if anybody have a song or a testimony need to share. I know we say it so often, it's good to be here, and I was watching a documentary the other night on the country of North Korea, and anyone that knows anything about that government, it's a very dictatorship ran. It's very restricted. Men aren't allowed to gather in places like this. Men aren't allowed to gather and worship. And if there's word of that, many of them are put to death. There's not very much grace on that. If you're going against the government, you're put to death. But I'm glad I live in a place and live in a country where we can meet and gather and worship. And sometimes we take that for granted. But I'm glad tonight that God has given us grace to be here. And I mean that. Anyone with a song or a testimony tonight? not, I might read a scripture real fast. I don't have any intentions of doing more than reading, but I was thinking about this as the choir sang. It's in the 46th chapter of the book of Psalms, familiar scripture. I'm glad for the scriptures that remind me about who God is and remind me what he's able to do in spite of us. 46th chapter of the book of Psalms, I mean it. I just want to read this tonight, and I'll get out of the way. I'll turn it back over to Andrew. But this scripture has been a help to me. Earlier in the week, I'll be honest, I was having a rough night, and I sat down to pray and sat down to study. And it was one of those times when I sat down and I didn't even have the words to pray. I didn't have the words to say, didn't have the words to cry out. And it was in that moment as if a great peace came over me, and God knew exactly what I stood in need of. And I'm glad for the times in life, and I mean it. There's been many a times when I've sat down and I've tried with everything that I can to produce the right words or say the right things, and I can't do that. But I'm glad that God hears our cry and knows what we stand in need of. 46th Psalm says this: God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. He says, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. I'm glad tonight that my refuge is not in the things of the world, but it is in the God of glory. He is my rest. So I'm glad to be here tonight. That's all I feel like doing. We'll turn over to Brother Andrew.
Thankful to be here tonight, and I really don't have much on my heart, but I'm willing. If the Lord put it on my heart, but if it's all right, I might open up to some of these guys and see if they got anything on their heart. But Levi, you got anything, babe? I know you said no. I think I'm missing any that I know of. I might read just a little bit here, so you pray for me. I haven't really studied this at all, but I was in the choir and we were singing that song, I Know. And right at the top of it, there's a little verse, and it's Luke 10:20. Put this on just in case, because sometimes I have a hard time sitting still. I'm going to start at 17th verse here, and it says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And I thought about that for a second, and it was because of his name that the devils and Satan trembled. It wasn't anything that Andrew's done. Yeah, I'm just the mouthpiece. It's nothing that Cooper's ever done. It's nothing Levi's ever done. We're just a little bit of flesh up here doing what the Lord's asked us to do. But they tremble because of the Lord's name. And I remember when I was a 9-year-old boy that I looked up one day and I realized I was lost. And I remember being so scared to death, thinking, Lord, I'm going to die. I'm going to go to a devil's hell. The fear had taken over me. That fear had scared me to death. But then I looked to the Lord, and he said, here I am. You can do anything through me. You can walk on serpents. You can walk on scorpions. And one day I'm going to call you to preach. If nothing scares you more to death than get up in front of a lot of people and hope that the Lord moves, that'll scare you to death. I ran from it from 18 years, and it scares me even still to get up in front of everybody. But God will not call you to do something that He doesn't give you power to do. He won't bring you to a place that He doesn't call you to be there. God's called us all to be part of this church. He's got all of us. He's called us to minister to our people. Whether that's little ones, old ones, it don't matter the age. If God calls you to do something, do it. Do it with the full power that He gives you. Do it at the present moment that He tells you to do it. When He tells you to do it, how He tells you to do it. But He won't give you anything that He doesn't call you to do. And I love that last part here. It says, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you. So don't feel that you're powerful. There's a lot of times that you get up and you do something for the Lord. And you say, man, I did good. Not rejoicing in yourself, but rejoice in the Lord. It says, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Boy, if that don't make you happy a little bit, it makes me happy a lot. I don't have to fear anything anymore. I don't fear death anymore, Levi. I don't fear having clothes on my back anymore, having enough money to supply things anymore. They're just dirt. What I fear is not being a light to my kids. What I fear is not being a light to my church. What I fear is not being able to be in a spot when God calls me to do something, to be able to do it. There's been a lot of times in my life, if somebody would have come up to me and said, Andrew, I need your help. I need you to pray for me. I wouldn't have been in a spot to be even able to get on my knees and ask Him for help. God gives us what we need. It's all because of Him. It's nothing that we've done. Anything that you have, possession-wise, isn't because of your work. It's because of His. And it's important to be content with what He gives you. There's a lot of times I've had in my life, and this is pretty recent, but I've asked for a bigger house. I've asked for a nicer car. I've asked for more money. I've asked for more kids. I've asked for all these things. And God says, buddy, it's time to be content with what you got. There's a lot more people that are worse off than you. Look at what I've given you. Look at what I've given you to work with. Don't rejoice in the things of the dirt. Rejoice in the things of heaven. What I've given you spiritually. Look at this church. Look at these kids you get to pray for every week. Look at these good preachers you get to preach with. This amazing pastor that you have. Be thankful for what we've got and grow it and nurture it, water it, feed it. Because one of these days we're going home. It could be on my way home tonight. It could be next week. It could be next month. I don't know. But what I do know is I know that I'm going to heaven. And that's all that matters. I'm thankful that God's given us a place to worship. And I'm thankful that there's some times that even though I ask for more, I'm content with what I have in the Spirit. But I know it ain't much, but I feel like at least an altar call for it. If you would, go ahead and get you a song real quick. If you're here tonight and the devil's been beating you up and beating you up and beating you up, the altar's nothing to be ashamed of. I talked about this on Sunday. If you have a cup and there's nothing in it, you can't drink from it. There's been times that I've walked in the church and I didn't even bring a cup to fill up. But all of a sudden the music started going, the Spirit started moving, the preacher started preaching, I felt that cup. And I felt it start to fill up just a little bit. I could take a drink of it. And then all of a sudden it started overflowing because there was a move that God ordained. If you're here tonight and your cup's just a little bit full and you say, man, I just need to get into a spot if somebody would ask me to help them, to pray for them. Just move tonight. Get just a little bit closer for them as they sing. This morning. Appreciate this good move, man. I appreciate Hayden.
I just need to say I'm sorry. I haven't been where I needed to be a light to my people.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that. You know, I thought about this. I thought there's been plenty of times that I've been sitting on the front row and I haven't even brought anything to feed the people. It doesn't mean just because you sit on the front row that you're living as close as you possibly can. It doesn't mean because you're here three times a week that you're in your spot. It's important to be in your spot so when people come, man, we can witness to them. And I appreciate Hayden. That ain't easy to do, man. It's not easy to come up here and tell people that. But I appreciate him. Anybody else got anything? If not, I'll come around and shake hands with him.
Oh, no.
Thankful for this service and thankful for that move. Anybody else have anything before we come to a close? Yeah, man. Appreciate that. Anybody else got anything before we come to close? Not. I think I got one announcement up here. Ladies of Faith Fellowship, that's where Linda's going to be the guest speaker. That is Saturday, November 2nd at 11 a.m. I think they said that they were still taking people for that too, if I remember right. So I don't know that for sure, so don't quote me on it. Any other announcements before we come to close?
If everybody knows, the Ladies Club created a Facebook page a couple months ago. If you're not on that and would like to be, just let me know or let another lady know that has it. And we recently were talking about getting together for another ladies' night, going out to dinner. We're going to do that on the 28th of this month. So if you would like the details of that, and I'll say more about it on Sunday, the time and the place. But we're doing another ladies' night in October.
Perfect. Anybody else? If all hearts and minds are clear, have you stand? We'll ask Brother Bobby to say the prayer.